If I get home this afternoon, I'm thinking about going maybe for the first half and everything. Yeah. So I know. Let's set up what we got coming up. Picking with the Pickers, presented by. I know.
I'm so excited!
You're such a little fanboy over there. But Tim Leeper Roofing, and obviously Bento Living Chestnut Hill. The was named a top 10 hotel in our city last week. By the way, so love to have our partnership with them. The Heart Restaurant, and our guest is Wendy Moten, who. We were talking about, with Vince Gill. Mm-hmm. Of course, Vince has produced her new album. She was on The Voice in the early 90s, had hits, and was supposed to be the next Whitney Houston.
Right.
And she's really has so many people. She was with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill for
Julio
so long.
Julio Iglesias.
On and on. Oh, yeah. And she's got one of the most dynamic voices.
Oh, amazing.
That the most underappreciated.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool that Vinny is backing her and getting her the, what she needs, what she deserves, right, from a career that, she could have been a superstar.
Absolutely.
Right? She was on that track.
Definitely. Yeah. And, like in the music business, things get sidetracked a little bit. Yeah. So can't wait to talk to Wendy Moten.
No, but bring our guest in.
Yeah, right now, Titans Colts coming up Sunday noon here locally. Joining us is my dear friend. He used to intern for me in Syracuse eons ago. He is the long time.
And he overcame that?
Yeah, he did. He's the longtime sports director at Wish TV in Indianapolis. Just a pillar of that community. One of my favorite people. Anthony Calhoun joins us. Ant, what's up? Good morning, Ace.
Good morning, JB. It's always an honor to, to be up early in the morning on a Friday. That's my guy. He taught me everything I know in this business.
Oh, man.
I'm happy to be with you, man.
Don't admit that, man. No, but listen, man, you've been there forever. You've covered the Colts forever. I mean, this guy is like, he golfs with Jim Irsay and Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck all the time. But I'm curious to know, Ant, when Andrew was there, obviously the Titans could never beat the Colts. And since he's retired, Tennessee's won, I believe, 5 out of the last 6 meetings between these two teams. I know Irsay during the offseason said, hey, man, we got to beat the Tennessee Titans. What are the players saying this week? What's Frank Reich saying this week about not only this Sunday's game, but the fact that, for the most part, since Andrew retired, the Titans have gotten the better of this series?
Yeah, it feels like a playoff game, to be honest with you, because knowing what has happened in the past, as you mentioned, look, I was in the locker room on Wednesday, and I remember talking to Zaire Franklin, fellow Syracuse, by the way, JB, I know you like that. He was, he knew exactly how many times the Titans have beaten this team, 3 straight. And so you take that in the locker room. We talked to Matt Ryan as well. Mr. Irsay has made it very clear that he wants to win this game because, as you mentioned, the Titans have owned this series over the years, and there's been some wacky games as well, but at the end of the day, the Titans have won. And that's why I mentioned a playoff feel. The owner, the pressure he's putting on. If you go on his Twitter page, he is, he's made it very clear to the fans, we need you in the stands. Do not sell your tickets. We got to win this game. We need you loud. And so coming into this game, from a player perspective, talking to players, they know this is one they got to get. They feel like, Tennessee, if there's ever a time to try to get Tennessee and get a win at home, is this year, based on what they've seen this year. And granted, yes, it's early in the season, but they feel good about the matchup. But then again, it is Tennessee. Coach Vrabel, he'll have his team. They play nothing but physical football. Mm-hmm. And that has been the determining factor over the past couple of years. They just kind of I don't want to say outmanned, but they just, they kind of punched the Colts in the mouth, the past 2 times they played them. And so you can expect a great game coming up on Sunday. And, from Colts fans, man, look, 1-1-1 on the year. And, we're used to, Colts fans are used to slow starts here in Indy. But this one kind of feels a little different. Yes, they beat Kansas City. I give them credit for coming back to get it done. But I think in the fans' perspective, that wasn't like a convincing win, if you will. It wasn't like, they were up 7 and, Kansas City was still trying to make a way. No, Kansas City had an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that really changed the factor of this game. So I think from a fan perspective here in this town, they want to see a convincing win to really start to believe in this team. Now, I give them credit, like I said, they beat Kansas City, that's great. But, let's go all, 60 minutes. And so we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Hey, Anthony, Greg Pogue, by the way, any offerings of that I have to do a show every day with John Burton for a couple hours?
Forgive my rudeness, by the way. This is my partner, Greg Pogue.
That's fine. Advice, condolences, anything, you know?
No, let me say this about JB. Like, JB, God, I'm serious. I love working for him. I can't believe it's been over 20-plus years.
Been forever. I know, man.
You know, he was kind of a hard butt at times. You know, I mean, he wasn't easy to work for because he wanted the best out of me, seriously. But it was always a great time with him. He always held me accountable. We always, I would tell you this, and I know you know this been around him, you always had a good time, though. Always fun.
No, sorry.
He can mimic y'all. I don't know. You must be sleeping. He can mimic anybody, right? He can do that. And but no, I don't. Seriously, I wouldn't be where I am today in this city and just the career I've had. I've worked for him and just those teaching, those hard moments, those moments where. You know, he had me believing that, hey, you could do this one day. I wouldn't be Rams if it weren't for him. So I'm always showing gratitude and just grateful to him and what he's done for me in my career. And it's because of guys like him that I try to do the same thing in other, young people's lives. When we have interns that walk through our doors, because I know how much it's impacted my life over the years.
Man, I appreciate that, man. No money either.
No check. He didn't give me any money.
Honest? No. But during your time together professionally, did he ever pick up a tab? Seriously, did he ever pick up a tab? Do you remember one? Because I don't. I'm over these three years.
No, bro, I tell you this. He didn't pick up the tab, but he always made us run and grab him food, though. We did do that. That was part of the internship program.
That was a big part of it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, here's $20. Go to McDonald's because that's all I could afford back then.
That's right. And he had to watch his Giants, man. He didn't mess around.
Oh yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, too.
But you know what? Real quick, what was great about him, though, he used to send me on the week, because on the weekends, he was doing weekends at the time, and he would send me up to the, he would send me up to the Bills games. So I would go up to the Bills games, and as a reporter in college, and, cover the Bills, and that's when they were good. This is mid-90s, and so it was a great opportunity.
Wow. Yeah, enough about John. Okay. All right, let's Hey, you touched on it, though. I think both of these fan bases, these two teams were picked at the top, right? Mm-hmm. Whoever. And then Jacksonville is, shot out to what it is. There's a lot of football. We all know that. But there is an anxiety in both fan bases about how they've started, and you just wonder – and this, I know it's so early, but a pivotal game just to say, well, you're going to the front of the class for now. Mm-hmm. And both of these fan bases are anxious, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. The only thing that keeps you alive is the AFC South, right? Because you saw what you guys did against the Giants that first week. I mean, you had the game in your hand, and look what happened, right? And we saw what the Colts did, against Jacksonville and what they did. Well, more important, what they did against Houston. And so anything can happen in this division. I do believe, though, if you can pull away and get like a two-game lead, I think you may own the division. I think you could possibly win this division. That's why I think this game on Sunday, as great as it was beating Kansas City, this is the one, it's like a division, you count double. This is the one you want to get. And I think from a Colts mentality, like we said before, Tennessee has had their number. And I think from here, the folks here feels like, look, you beat them, you talk about momentum, finally getting, finally get this team off your back, and then the pressure you got from the owner. I mean, listen, Jim Irsay, I'll stack him up against any owner in the NFL that has the passion and cares about his team like this guy does. I mean, he is all in every week. And last year, after that loss to Tennessee last year, he had a little meeting that was supposed to go for like 5 minutes with his coaching staff that ended up being over an hour, where he was irate. He was very upset about why we cannot beat Tennessee.
That game was weird, Anthony. I was there. Colts were up by 14, and then Titans came back. Derrick Henry got hurt. It was on Halloween. It was weird, man. I saw you there.
Yeah, and obviously we know what happened with Carson Wentz in the end zone, and they went to overtime, et cetera. But he's at a point where he's like, look. He's used to beating Tennessee. Not just that, he's used to winning the division. Mm-hmm. And that hasn't happened because you guys have taken ownership of that. And so, when you got your owner, you get your boss in your ear telling you you need to win, the pressure can be at an all-time high. And so I think the coaching staff knows that. I know the players are aware. And we'll see what happens. You know, I think in your end, I think it's about your quarterback, Tannehill. You know, it depends on what you're going to get from him.
Sure.
Because if he's the Tannehill that's consistent, it could be an interesting day for the Colts. But if he's having some issues that we have seen in the past with him, then, you know, the Colts can maybe, you know, stop this losing streak to Tennessee. But either way, big game. Go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick, I know you got to go. Jonathan Taylor, I know, didn't practice on Wednesday with a toe. He was back Thursday. Safe to say he's good to go this week?
Yeah, he's good to go. It was amazing stat because I believe he had missed any practice, like high school, college. I don't know how they trace high school, by the way. But high school, college, and then, of course, professionally, he never missed a practice until the other day. And so he should be good to go. Keep your eye on the Colts wide receivers. Mm-hmm. That has been a big question concerning them for some time. You know, this year starting out, just as far as, you know, just young group. You got Michael Pittman Jr., and that's really about it. But they did step up, though, in that final drive against Kansas City. And Alec Pierce, being the rookie there out of Cincinnati.
Is that the big tight end?
Well, not really.
Who's the big tight end, you guys?
Jelani Woods, the guy who made those three touchdowns, two touchdowns as a rookie. Keep an eye on him. But, you know, Alec Pierce was the second-round pick they picked up from Cincinnati. But the thing for the Colts, one thing was impressive for a lot of folks, that they had a 16-play drive to win the game against Kansas City. I think people are starting to kind of believe in these wide receivers just a little bit. But it'll be telling. They can pick back-to-back games against the Titans. They can do that on Sunday. I think many Colts fans would be looking pretty good about the wide receivers. But just keep an eye on that, because I think that's where a lot of teams have, have been able to, especially the corners, have had their way with the wide receivers. And, of course, the offensive line, that has been an issue, all season long. And we know Vrabel is going to do what he's got to do to get to Matt Ryan. So that's going to be something that I think a lot of teams have been, they've been keying in on that like crazy. And so I can expect that to happen on Sunday as well against the Titans.
Anthony, I know you got to go. Thank you so much. Yeah, please, man, say hi to Angela for me. I'm excited. Yeah. She's working with you. I know you got a big high school football night tonight and a big game on Sunday. Man. Appreciate a few minutes. Love you, man.
Hey, JB, thank you, man. Love you, brother. You've been great. I'm serious, man. Appreciate you so much for all you've done for my career. And you guys be nice to JB, all right?
No chance.
Appreciate you, buddy. See you soon, okay?
See you both. Bye.
All right, Anthony Calhoun, sports director at Wish TV in Indianapolis.
Look at you putting the tweet in the, what is the little,